Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 51. Full forecast details are on the way. State Assembly Democrats who gathered in Kenosha last night to co-host a forum on health care issues say their constituents are nervous about changes in health insurance that could be pushed through Washington. Here's Chris Taylor of Madison.
I think people are really afraid about what's going to happen to their health care, whether they're women or whether they're parents trying to make sure their sick children get access to health care. That's really what I think we're all hearing. Is people are afraid. They don't want to have to go without health care. They want to be healthy. They want their kids to be healthy. And there's no reason for it. There is a way forward to make sure people do have access to health care.
Taylor and several other legislators, including State Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha, gathered in front of Paul Ryan's Kenosha office to speak to reporters before heading to UAW Local 72 for a two-hour-long public hearing. The town hall was organized by the Assembly's Women's Health Work Group. The occasion also enabled the Democrats to talk about a package of bills that they've proposed that are designed to protect the coverage of pre-existing conditions. The health care reform bill that was recently passed in the U.S. House puts such coverage in doubt. Village of Wind Point officials are asking Racine Unified to make a decision about the former elementary school that's been sitting vacant since last used as a temporary home to Mitchell Elementary School students following a fire at their Drexel Avenue site in 2014, Wind Point Elementary itself having been closed the year before.
Village officials, who would prefer the building be torn down, have voiced the concerns of residents regarding the care of the property, or lack of it, which led to a recent meeting that included school board president Bob Witke. In a statement, Unified Communications Director Stacy Tapp says the district is working on a plan which considers the cost of environmental abatement and demolition of the building, as well as a selling price of the property, to get a clear picture of the impact on our facilities budget. The statement goes on to say that options will be given to the board when all the information is available. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
A local activist urged the Kenosha City Council to work to save the Pick and Save store in the Brass neighborhood after last week's announcement that the store is closing. Officials for Kroger, which purchased Pick and Save, indicated the decision was made because the store was underperforming. Former Alderman Catherine Marks urged the city to work with the neighborhood to find a solution.
How can we, the neighborhood, work with you and with our county representatives, our state representatives, and particularly the three aldermen that kind of abut this area, how can we come together to really question Pick and Save on their decision to close this store, which is a valuable asset within our neighborhood?
Mark said the city also needs to figure out how to finish the development of the Brass site. After the meeting, Mayor John Antaramian said the city has already reached out to Kroger and the owner of the building to get some answers. The Burlington Common Council tonight considers an ordinance amending park regulations to prohibit the abandonment of any boat or watercraft on city property like Echo Park. During a committee of the whole discussion, Public Works Director Jim Burglish showed aldermen pictures of boats that created a mess on the waterfront.
If a boat has no registration on it, I don't know if there's a title tag we can look at and trace it back, but if it has a registration, we can find out the owners. No, they're welcome to come there and fish and bring their boats, but we want them to take them home.
Burglass likened the abandoned boats to junk cars in the front yard, which is an eyesore for a neighborhood and the community. The Twin Lakes Village Board has given the police department its blessing to explore the cost and other requirements of adding a canine and to begin the fundraising. Police Officer Joseph Patla's presentation on the advantages of a canine included the dog's help with drug detection, seeking lost individuals, business checks, apprehensions, and therapy for children in stressful situations. Monetary and service donations would fund the program with $60,000 to start, almost $40,000 of it to acquire and outfit a specially equipped squad car for the dog and canine officer. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.